What is the definition of Atma? Atma kaha? Sutra Suchma Karan Sarir Vyatirita Pancha Kosa Tita San Avastha Traya Sakchi Sachidananda Supa San. So I have made a comparative statement of the Sthula, Suchma and Karan Sarira. What is the material cause of the gross body? Is the gross five elements. Panchikrit pancha mahabhute. And what is the material cause of subtle body? It is subtle apanchikrit pancha mahabhute. And what is the material cause of causal body? It is ignorance of self. There is no matter there. No mahabhut. Only ignorance of self is there. What is the efficient cause? What is the nimitta karan? We call this as upadan karan. Material cause is called upadan karan. And nimitta karan, efficient cause. What is the efficient cause? Sat karma janyam. You remember sat karma janyam? This is the prarabdha for the gross body and the subtle body. The efficient cause is prarabdha, sat karma janyam. And what is the efficient cause of causal body? It is not an effect. These both prarabdha are effect. What the function? Function, this is bhoga ayatanam. Gross body is called bhoga ayatanam. And the subtle body is called bhoga sadhanam. It is the means, and one is the abode, other is the means. And the causal body, this is the cause of gross body and subtle body. Sarir dvayasa karan matram. In the definition we have seen, it is the cause. Causal body is the cause of gross body and subtle body. It gives character, contour of a person. Your personality depends on this causal body. Components. What are the components of gross body? We have got head, hand, trunk, different limbs. And what are the components of the subtle body? 17 items. five Gyanendriya, five Karmendriya, Panch Pran and Man Buddhi, 17 items. And what is the components here? No part, Nirvikalpaka Rupam, homogeneous. And the last, modification. Gross body modification are six modifications, you know, Asti, Jayate, Vardate, Viparinamate. After that? Apachiyate. So when Apachiyate starts? At the age of? 40, not 50. When first you go to the doctor, I am not able to see, he first asks you question, what is your age? The moment you say 40, only rest, now you have to check. So the moment you have crossed 40, Apachiyate, Apachiyate starts. Is the fifth station you have already crossed. And the sixth station is the last station. When it will come, we don't know. Apachiyate. Then, what is the modification here in the subtle body? Countless joy and sorrow and emotion. Love, hatred, lots of emotions are coming. These are all in subtle body. And the causal body, what is the modification? The modification is that it can be ended. It can be destroyed. How it can be destroyed? How ignorance can be destroyed? By knowledge. Knowledge of what? Self. Not knowledge of physics, chemistry. Knowledge of self. So this is comparative study of the three sariras. We have discussed about the Jagrat Avastha. In Jagrat Avastha, we have got three experiences at three levels. First is at the physical level, is Sabda to Gandha. Sabda, Sparsa, Rupa, Ras, Gandha. There are only five sense objects. Sabda means sound, Sparsa, touch, Rupa, form, Ras, taste, Gandh, smell. This is at the physical level. You want some time to write? Yes. Okay, then write quickly. You didn't come with your gadget? 1 second. So in Jagrat Avastha, we have got three types of experiences, at the physical level, at mental level, and at intellectual level. At physical level, five sense objects, sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandh. At mental level, we have got desire, love, hatred, compassion, kindness. These are all at the mental level. And at the intellect level, our experience relate to ideas, concepts, decisions, these are all intellect level. In Jagrat Avastha, three things are important. All three components must be there. First, the sense object must be there. Five sense objects, sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha. And second, the organs of perception. Organs of perception? Gyanendriya, eyes, ear, nose. Those five Gyanendriyas should also be present. And there should be experience of this. If any one of this is not there, you will not have experience. Suppose the eyes are open, but the object is not there. No experience. Object is there, but the eyes are closed. No experience. Or object is there, eyes are open, mind is not there. Even if you see the object, you will not experience. So here Indriya does not mean this Golak, we call it the outer apertures, no. This is the part of gross body. In between this outer aperture and the consciousness, there is a fuse. This fuse is called the subtle thing, Gyanendriya, subtle Gyanendriya. This fuse goes away. At the time of death, this Golak is present, consciousness is present. What goes out is in between these two. When you go to a doctor, ophthalmologist, he sees everything is okay, but I am not able to see. That means what? The outer aperture is okay, but some nerve inside is not working. So we are talking about that subtle part of Gyanendriya. Gross body will be functioning and experiencing only when the subtle body and the causal body are also functioning in the Jagrat Avastha. So in Jagrat Avastha, you will find all three are working. Causal body, subtle body, and gross body, when all three are working, then we say it is the waking state. In this waking state, we have got experience of the whole world. That is why we call it Vishwa. The name is given Vishwa. It is the name of the ego, not Atma. Atma identified with all three bodies when functioning, causal, subtle, and gross, that ego is called Vishwa. And this in, when the we are in the state of Jagrat Avastha, then are, there are two things. There is the doership and there is enjoyership. There is a Karta Bhav and Bhokta Bhav. Both are present. Note this thing, Karta and Bhokta, both are present in Jagrat Avastha. You will find different, something different in the Sapna Avastha, altogether different in the Susupti Avastha. So there is a doership and enjoyership while we are in the waking state. We feel the waking world is solid and real because of the four reasons. Number one, we find everything in cause and effect relationship. For everything we find a cause and effect relationship is there. And whole world's objects have got some function and utility to us. Chair has got a function, it has got a utility. Third, I see it every day, I feel it is real. We are seeing these chairs maybe for last 7 years. So we think this chair is real. I get attached to this chair, then I feel joy and sorrow. For these four reasons, we think that the waking world is real. It is solid. Sthula sarira abhimani atma viswa iti uchyate. Sthula sarira abhimani atma. Here the atma word means the ego. Ego identified with the gross body, naturally identified with the subtle body and causal body also, is called viswa. Why called viswa? Because I am experiencing the whole world. So that is why it is a technical name given to the ego identified with all these three states. Good. Pure consciousness when identified with the gross body is called ego. Pure consciousness. This ego is nothing but pure consciousness but identified with the gross body. If you disidentified with the gross body, it is consciousness. Why we have identified? Abhicharakrito bandha vicharena nivartate. Because we have not given thinking on this. We have not done vichar. We have not thought on this. Abhicharakrito bandha vicharena nivartate. Start thinking. You will find either we are not at all thinking about this, or our thinking is incomplete, or our thinking is wrong thinking. We have to think systematically, then this bandhan will be over. Sapna Avastha. Sapna Avastha, we have seen in the definition itself, it was said by Shankaracharya, Jagrat Avastham Yad Drishtam Yad Srutam. In waking state, whatever you have seen and heard, these two instruments are mostly used. Maximum use is seen and heard. Whatever is seen and heard, but that does not mean the other three, they have got no function. They also have got the function. So by Upalachana, we have to take all the five perception, all stimuli received by all five Jnanendriya. Yat drishyate, yat shruyate, jagrat avastha. It may be in this life's waking state or it may be in the previous lives also. So they leave impressions on your mind. And when they come in the dream avastha, they project the whole world. If you want to know the quality of your vasanas, watch your mind, watch your dream. You will come to know the quality of your vasana. But it is definitely dependent on your previous experiences. Some weak experiences which you could not express at the time of waking state. Like I gave you the example, Acharya said to me, you were sleeping in the class, you could not say me anything. Dekh lenge aapko hum. Then in the night, you are dreaming, you are sitting in the satsang, and Acharya said, why are you sleeping? And whatever you wanted to do, the Acharya, you did that in the dream. Vasana exhausted. In dream, there is no intellect. There is no intellect. There is no intellect means there is no doership. If there is no doership, there is enjoyership. In waking state, we have seen there is doership and enjoyership. In the dream state, there is no doership. Why there is no doership? Because the intellect is not there. Only it is mind available, and the mind is projecting the whole world, and mind is projecting the dreamer also. So whatever I do in the dream state, I am not punished for that. It's not a crime. It is not a sin. And a classic example given by Gurudev was about that uncle. Uncle opposed all my decisions. Whatever I say, uncle said, no. I can't say anything to uncle. I respect him. But then in the dream, I murdered him, cut into pieces, made pickle, put it in 54 bottles. Early morning, I got up, called the police. What I have done last night, I murdered my uncle. Police came. Uncle was smiling, sitting there. Will police arrest me? No. Why? No doership. So initial vasana pressures required for the projecting this dream is required, and only the weak vasanas, they come and get projected. And they get exhausted also. The weak vasanas get exhausted also. Since the intellect is at rest, you will find, that the dream is all garbled. It's not logical. Example given by Guruji in his book, that while in the Jagrat Avastha, in the waking state, you saw an elephant, you saw a lady wearing a mini skirt with a high heel. Now in the dream you are seeing elephant wearing a mini skirt on the high heel, pressing your doorbell, you open the door, you find. It's not logical, it's garbled. Why? Because the intellect is not there. And the dream lasts for hardly 2 to 2.5 minutes. The whole dream is hardly 2 to 2.5 minutes, and you see centuries in that. The whole history you see it. Why we call the dream is false? Analyze. It's a little bit subtle point here. Mind becomes subject and object. It is not the waking person, it is not the waker of the waking time of the Jagrat Avastha. It is the dreamer which is different from the waker. Whole mind has created the whole dream world, and it also created the dreamer also. And when we get up, when we come to the waking state, we all say the dream was false. Do you all agree? So what is the reason? Scientifically analyze. When one thing becomes both subject and object, so the creation made by one thing becomes false. Can we say that? Mind became the object of the world. Whole created world, dream world, was created by mind. Mind became the dreamer also, the subject who was seeing the dream. Hence we say, world is dream world, dream was false. Do you accept this? When the same thing become both object and subject, then whatever creation is made, we call it false. By analyzing dream, can't we say this thing? Whole dream is projected by mind. Intellect is not there. Whole dream is projected by mind. Dreamer also is mind. Dream world is also mind. The source is one, mind. Can't we see? When we come to the Jagrat Avastha, we say, na, this is the dream is false. Analyze your dream. When we analyze, then we come to know it is the mind. It is one source, which has become subject and object both. Hence it is false. Apply to the world. What is the material cause of the world? Brahman is the material cause. Who is the efficient cause of the world? Brahman is the same. Like mind has become subject and object, Brahman has become subject and object. That is why we call it whole world is false. When will you come to know this? When you go to the fourth state, when you go to the Turiya state. So long you are dreaming, for you the dream is real. The moment you come out of the dream, you say it is false. So long you are in the waking state now, it seems the whole world is real. Come to the fourth state, God consciousness state, you will find this is unreal. The ego identified with these two bodies is called Tejas. Why Tejas? Because there is no outside light. We are seeing the whole dream without any outside light and without any senses. All your Gyanendriyas are all sat. No outside light is going on inside. But still we are seeing the whole dream. Whose light is that? It is the light of Atman. In the light of Atman we are seeing everything. That is why we call it Tejas. What is the purpose of analyzing this dream? People come to Mahatma and ask, I have dreamt this thing last night, it was in the early morning, I saw this and this. Please analyze, tell me, what does that mean? But Vedanta says the purpose of analysis is that to reach the Atman. We are analyzing the dream for reaching to the self. Good. Sakshi is the illuminator of knowership, enjoyership and doership. Sakshi, consciousness. He is the illuminator of knowership, doership and enjoyership. But Sakshi is not the knower, he is not the doer, he is not the enjoyer. He is different from all these three. But he gives the sentiency. Sakshi is different from all these three. Sukshma Sharir Abhimani, Atma Tejas Iti Uchyate, we have seen. And in the dream state, we have also seen that the whole world created by mind is false. And the Mahavakya says the Jiva Brahma Ek is to be, we have to reach to that state. How can we reach that state? You have to need two things. One is the purity of mind, another is the knowledge of the self. These two things are required. Clarity of the vision is required. Many people ask whether new vasanas are created in dream state. Normally, no. Vasanas are exhausted. But if you remember and again contemplate on those dream world things, then the vasanas are created. But normally, we forget our dreams. Many people ask whether newborn babies, they see the dream. Yes, they see the dream. So to summarize the dream, we can say dream state expressions are based on the impressions gathered in the Jagrat Avastha in this life or in the past lives. Definitely impressions are in our mind. Without that impression, there will not be any projections. In dream state, there is no intellect and the self-effort. Purusharth is also not there. Since intellect and purusharth is not there, so there is no papa punya is there. Dream state is an appearance only. It is not really there. Similarly, this world is also an appearance only. It is not really there, which you will not believe now. You have to study Upanishad and then you will come to this firm conviction that the world is not there at all. Since there is no doership in the dream state, so no papa punya are created there. And then dream state is a vasana exhauster. Now we come to the susupti. What is susupti? Atha susupta avastha ka. Atha susupta avastha ka. Aham kimapi na janami. Aham kimapi na janami. Sukhena maya. Nidra anubhuyat. Iti susupta avastha. Karan sarir abhimani. Atma. Pragya iti uchyate. So what is atha? Atha means thereafter. Thereafter means the two avasthas we have already discussed is the jagrat avastha or sapna avastha. The third avastha is the susupti. What is this susupti? This is experienced by all of us. We have all experienced. But there is a difference between jagrat avastha, sapna avastha and susupti avastha. Susupti avastha of all beings is one and same, whether is a rich or poor. Whereas the jagrat avastha and sapna avastha are different of all beings. My jagrat avastha experience are different than yours. My sapna are different from others because it will be projecting according to my vasanas. But the deep sleep, susupti is one and same of all beings. There is no difference. Aham ki api na janami. In susupti, I know nothing. So knowledge are two types here. One is the knowledge of the self and another is the knowledge of world. In jagrat avastha, what happens? In jagrat avastha, we do not know our true nature. Do we know our true nature self now? No, we don't know. We are ignorant about our true nature. But we are seeing the world. There is a doership and enjoyership in the jagrat avastha. What happens in the sapna avastha? In sapna avastha, I don't know my true nature. I am ignorant about my own nature. But I am seeing the dream world, which is different from jagrat avastha. And in deep sleep state, what happens? Aham kim na api janami. I know nothing. I don't know my own self. I don't know the world also. There is nothing there. Did you see the difference? In jagrat avastha, I don't know my true nature, but I know the world. I am experiencing world. In sapna avastha, I don't know my true nature. I am seeing the dream world. In susupti, I don't know my true nature and I don't see the dream world and the waking world. Aham kim napi janami, I know nothing. So one thing is common in all three, in jagrat avastha, sapna avastha and susupti avastha, that I don't know my self. This is common in all three states. In deep sleep state, there are no thoughts. Since there are no thoughts, there is no concept of time, there is no concept of space, and there is no duality there. In jagrat avastha, duality is there. In dream state, there is a duality. Dreamer and the dream world is there. But in the susupti avastha, there is no duality. There is no time, no space. What is the definition of time? Ask a scientist, he will say, different between two events. Ask a Rishi Muni, he will say it is difference between two thoughts. The thought number one, the time is zero. Thought number two, we count the time. Like a race, when the race starts, the time is zero. Then we set the clock. 100 meters, how many seconds? And the first unit of time, we call it second. It is not first. First is zero. Next is second. Can you say first second? No. It is second, second, third second, fourth second, like that. Second it goes on. So there is no time there. Why? Because the thoughts are not there. Since thoughts are not there, there is no concept of time, no space, no duality there. Mind, intellect, and senses, all these three are at rest in Susupti. There is no mind, no intellect, no organs of actions and perception available in the deep sleep. There is no transactions going on. But one thing is there. We call it abhava vritti. There is no thought. Vritti means thought. While in the jagrit avastha, there is bhava vritti. We are seeing persons, we are seeing chairs, we are seeing this room. Abhava vritti, nothing is there. Simple example, on the stage, if something is going on, if some music program is going on, we call it bhava vritti. It is something is going on. At this point of time, nothing is going on. What is this? If you see the stage, you say, nothing is there. Abhava vritti, nothing is there. Similarly, in the deep sleep, we call it abhava vritti. There is nothingness. What is the effect of the sleep? The effect of sleep, it rejuvenates you, it refreshes you. Sukhena maya nidra anubhuyate. I experience a great joy when you wake up in the morning. What do you say? Sukhena nidra anubhuyate. That is the experience. Everybody expresses this way. I slept very well. I experience sukh. Since you experience sukh and you remember that you experience sukh because you are telling it next day morning, that means you were present at that time. You experienced it. Rememberer and the experiencer has to be the same person. If you remember next day morning that I slept well, you must have experienced it. It is not my experience that you are telling. It is your own experience which you are recalling. That means you experienced that while sleeping. Very good. Experience of nothing is also an experience. Experience of nothingness is also experience. But in deep sleep, there are two things. Number one is the nothingness there, abhavakar vritti. And second is happiness. That happiness is the happiness of self. Abhavakar vritti is there and the happiness is there. This abhavakar vritti is soaked in this bliss, just like the rasagulla is the soaked in the syrup. But we don't experience it at that time. Why? Because mind, intellect, senses are not available to express it. Sukhena maya nidra anubhuyate. And for this sleep, we are ready to sacrifice money. Whole day you are working, you must go to sleep. We are ready to spend $100, $200, want a place to sleep, one hotel or motel. We are ready to forgo relationship also, friend. Kal milna bhai, abhi hum jaate hain sone ke liye, we don't want. Even for sleep, we are ready to miss the Vedanta class also. Sunday morning, sleeping, ready to miss. But sleep, we must have. The sleep you can, use as a torture to a person. Don't allow him to sleep. He will go crazy. Don't allow a person to sleep for 2, 3, 4 days. He will go mad. It's a punishment. What makes us come out of the sleep? You can't sleep for 24 hours. Your own prarabdha fructifies and pushes you out of the deep sleep. Come out. Now the time has come to experience joy and sorrow. And you get up. Now a very subtle question. Is I-ness is there? Is the ahankar is there in the deep sleep? I don't feel it. But we will prove that ahankar is there. In jagrat avastha, when I am identified with the causal body, subtle body, and the gross body, I am experiencing the whole world. I-ness is there, ahankar is there. When the ego is identified with the causal body and the subtle body, I am dreaming. We still say there is ego because it is our direct experience. The dreamer is there, the waker is there. But when the ego is identified with only one body, the causal body, this ego, we call it thin ego, thin ahankar. It is not full like in the waking state and the dream state. It has become thin I. At that time, we are not able to experience it. But it is present there. And this thin I records everything what has happened in the dream state. When you say next day morning, when you get up and say, I slept well, who recorded it? This thin I recorded it. Are you ready to go a little bit deeper? What is the science behind it? How it happens? Whenever there is mind is single pointed, it merges in that object. Whenever the mind is single pointed, it merges in that object. Example, an artist working on the painting or a singer is singing. We call it tanmay. He has become single pointed. At that time when he is painting, he is not aware of the things around him. His mind has become single pointed. Similarly, when there is no thoughts, only abhavakar vritti is there, this abhavakar vritti has become single pointed and merged. And at that time, it experiences the bliss. And we all know, when the more vritti, more thoughts are there, we are agitated. More we are agitated, we are sorrowful. When the mind is peaceful, when the thoughts are less, you will experience sukh. Many thoughts, disturbances. Mind agitated continuously. Less thought, sukhi. No thoughts, the sukh is there. So in abhavakar vritti, when there are no thoughts, the sukh is there. And you have already heard this thing many times. Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Mind minus thought is equal to, when the abhavakar vritti is there in the deep sleep, consciousness is there. That abhavakar vritti is single pointed, concentrated vritti soaked in bliss. But we don't experience it. Why we don't experience it? Because the mind is not there, intellect is not there, senses are closed. Hence, we don't experience. So I-ness is there, but the feeling of I-ness is not there in Susupti. I-ness is there means it is recording. Whatever you are experiencing, it is recording. That recorded thing sent to the memory, and the next day morning you are saying, I experience sukha. In Yoga Sutra it was said, Nidra is defined as abhava pratyay alamban vritti nidra. What is nidra? Abhava pratyay. Pratyay means vritti, thought. Abhava. There is no bhava. There is nothing there. Abhava pratyay. That is the state of nidra. Patanjali Yoga Sutra defines in that way. And the ego identified with this state is called pragya. Pragya. Pragya means pragya evam pragya. Fully knowledgeable, buddhiman. We don't forget our old memory. Everything is there in the stock. Another definition of pragya. Prayana agya is pragya. Know nothing, I am ignorant. Why you are ignorant? I don't know my true nature. I am not seeing the world and the dream world also. So I am agya, I am ignorant. Then how you again say, no, you know everything, you are buddhiman, because I remember everything of past. When I get up in the morning, do you forget that you are a doctor or engineer? Your old memory, everything is there. Called pragya. In between these three states are also many other states also. Normally there are only three states, jagrat avastha, sapna avastha and susupti avastha. But there is daydreaming. Daydreaming means you are in the dream and you are aware also. Daydreaming, sleeping, walking in sleep. You are sleeping at the same time walking also. Sometimes we say half sleep, half wake. These are intermediary states also. All these three states come and go. But who is permanent? Avastha Tray Sakshi. The consciousness is permanently there. And on that Sakshi, Jagrat Avastha comes, it goes. Sapna Avastha comes, it goes. Susupti comes, it goes. So three states come and go, but the Sakshi always remains same. And Sakshi is not affected by these three states. Sakshi has become Jagrat, identified with the gross body, subtle body and causal body. Sakshi identified with the causal body and subtle body has become the dreamer. Sakshi identified with the causal body has become the Susupti Avastha. So whatever is happening in these three states, he is not affected. If I am a king, I wear a dress of beggar, do I become beggar actually? No. So Sakshi wearing Jagrat dress or dreamer dress or Susupti dress never becomes all these three. He is different from all these three. So this is Susupti Avastha. So we have seen Jagrat Avastha, Sapna Avastha, Susupti Avastha. And the I, the Sakshi, is different from all these three states and never affected by these three states. Whether you are Sukhi or Dukhi, Atma ko kuch nahi hota. Om Namah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Namaha. Hari Om.